Oh, shoot. Love you guys. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, OKN. 7:06. Happy Tuesday to you, Justin, Mamie, and Bill.
Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
Yes.
UConn. Spoiler.
They won.
They won last night. I got my overall pick right.
You did.
I have one of the brainiackiest sports minds to ever walk this planet.
Yeah. You and my dad.
And I knew it. Your dad won your
dad
family
won
bracket.
Won the family bracket. Good job, Dad. I still feel like I get partial credit because I helped him do it.
I didn't win the Merle Madness challenge that WSIC was putting on. I did come in third.
Oh, good job.
I did come in third.
We're not eligible to win either, though.
I did beat out every other WSIC employee. I was the top employee of the group. So I just want to let everybody know that. I'm going to let Joe Berg, WSIC sports director, know this.
Maybe we should keep that a secret from him.
Bill already knows it. Ben Daniels, senior director of sensory, now knows it. Many others that have tried and to thwart me, but only two prevailed. Joe Nelson and Clarence Johnson. Now, technically, Joe Nelson is number one, so he wins some Merle Fest tickets.
Yeah, he wins.
That's what happens.
Yeah, congratulations
for playing Merle Madness. You win Merle Fest tickets if you won the Merle Madness challenge, and so Joe Nelson, congratulations.
Way to go, Joe.
Way to go, Joe.
So we'll reach out or you'll reach out. One of the two. Somebody's going to reach out to somebody and somebody's going to get some free tickets to Merle Fest because that's what's going on April 25th through the 28th. More chances to win starting next week. You'll hear more about that coming up and you'll want to listen. And if you're into Merle Fest, you'll go.
You might win some tickets.
Did you watch the game last night?
No, I did not.
Me either. Bill, did you?
Yeah, I watched a little bit of it.
I was more impressed. I had been following more than the bracket, Dave Portnoy. Do you know who he is?
No, I don't know who that is.
Do you know Barstool Sports?
Yes.
So he is the president of Barstool Sports. He put down a $600,000 wager weeks ago. Weeks or months? Weeks. I can look at the exact date. Saying that UConn would win. So he bet $600,000.
Were they not the favorite to win?
They were they came out as number one.
Okay.
But you put $600,000 down.
On anything. That's a lot of money. But I bet he's got a lot.
What do you think he paid? Well, he's got definitely a lot. What do you think the payout was on the $600,000?
Double.
$2.7
million. No.
He put down $600,000. $2.76 to be exact. I apologize.
Oh, my goodness.
So he basically tripled. He got quadrupled his money. More than that. More than quadrupled his money.
Good for him.
No wonder why people do this stuff.
Right?
Yeah.
Given hope, if I could turn every $1 into $4, do that 100 times a day.
Yeah.
7 days a week, 365 days a year.
It worked for him, but not for me.
I would not pick the right team.
I didn't bet anything, but yes, I did not pick the right team.
I would have probably picked somebody else. Not UConn.
The wrong team. You did pick UConn to win.
I did.
So you did pick the right team. You should have thrown some money on that.
See, but I didn't pick them because I thought, like, you know, I am convicted by UConn's ability to play basketball, though.
To bet $600,000. I mean, I imagine he has a lot more money than that. That's not all his money. But to bet that, do you have to be, like, extremely confident or just, like, you don't care about anything?
Just ride the big wave.
Is it just like whatever just happens, happens?
Thrill. Yeah.
See, I don't have that in me.
Just let it ride.
I don't have that. I wish I did.
It's not a bad thing.
No, yeah, that's a lot of risk. I think a lot of people would be happy. I already make some people nervous, so it's like going that far would be just too extreme. So congratulations to UConn for winning. Now basketball is over. Well, college basketball is over.
Yes.
Caitlin Clark announced she's going to the WNBA.
Yes.
Yeah. What do you think about that? Smart move or...
You know, I've never met her. Don't know anything about her. Seen her shoot the shot. She can shoot a three ball. I can tell you that. She's going to do great things, whatever decision she would have made. And she made the personal decision based on whatever her circumstances are. Personally, though, The idea of going just one more year in college, collecting $30 million from NIL, and then regardless of what happens in the WNBA. But she's got a passion for the game, right? Like, it's not about, for her, it's not going to be about the money.
She just wants to play basketball.
I mean, she's going to make money, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, I just hope that the fans that followed her college are going to move to the WNBA. That's my concern, that she's just not going to get that same following over there.
There is a difference in, like, following of collegiate athletics as compared to professional. And you know, not just because this is a woman's sport, but, you know, even, like, look at college football versus the NFL.
Right.
There's a lot of people who are diehard college, do not care about the NFL whatsoever.
All of South Carolina.
I mean, the entire state.
The whole state of South Carolina. Diehard college. Could not care about. I'm not everybody now. I won't generalize, but most of them, diehard college, are not going to follow an NFL team. So that's the other part of it too that I was thinking about, because there's people who've watched that just because they went to this. I don't remember where.
Say the Super Bowl yet? Yeah,
no, the school, whatever school she went to. I don't know what school. Iowa. There you go.
Iowa State or Iowa? Iowa.
Yeah,
sorry.
Because they were fans of the college, or they went to the college or something like that. So I don't know that she's going to get the same following going into the WNBA. But fingers crossed she does. You know, she's helped elevate women's sports in general. So glad for that.
I think that's the big part of it, that she's going to get more ladies involved in basketball.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. And we'll see what happens. But good for her. She announced she is going to the WNBA. I know that people were waiting with
Bated breath.
Yeah, I was going to say baitless breath, but this isn't a fishing tournament, so that's not right. No, that's not.
You could use that, though, for a fishing tournament.
Yeah, definitely. We've got Greystone Lodge coming up at 8:30. They're going to be, they've got some stuff going on up there in Boone. You know, in the high country, there's always something going on, but in the summertime, right, it really starts picking up because they're having this concert series going on, the Appalachian Summerfest, and you know who's playing, like, who's, like, the grand finale of it in July? Brad Paisley.
Oh, that's a big name.
Kid Brewer Stadium. You big country fan?
Yeah, in the summertime, yeah. I like country music in the summertime.
It's seasonal.
Seasonal, yes. Very seasonal. I like all music. I really do like pretty much all music. Not really a metal, you know, that kind of, that's probably the one that I don't want to listen to.
Like hard rock?
Like hard rock.
Not like screamer.
Yeah, no, I don't like that. But pretty much every other kind of music I like.
But in the summertime in particular, it's because of the sun, the lake, the drinks.
The lake. Yeah, it's just like the vibes. Margaritaville. Yeah, it's just the vibes. The vibes of summer are.
What's your winter vibe?
Christmas.
Just the entire time.
Yeah. Well, actually from like October 1st through Christmas is
Halloween.
Yeah, so all fourth quarter.
And through February. Just all the way through.
No, and then once we get past January, then it's like, all right, now it's time for summer. So.
We had Cass on from the coffee shop. Are they going to have pumpkin spice year-round? Did I ask that question of him?
He said yes. I don't know if they're going to have it year-round. You're a proponent of pumpkin spice year-round, right?
I don't see why not. And peppermint and all of these nostalgic flavors that only come out one time a year. I'm still confused. What does the peppermint factory stop extracting, 7 months out of the year? Yeah. I just don't understand.
I know. I have a Christmas drink. I really like it, Dunkin'. And yeah, after December, it's
gone.
Does
it involve pumpkin or peppermint?
It's like a white chocolate toasted graham. It's very good.
See, again, one of those that why would you not be able to get that? Because they got to keep the menu fresh. That's what it is.
I guess.
You got to keep the people coming. It's like the Krispy Kreme donut.
Eclipse donut.
Did you eat one?
No. I looked at it, though.
Well, at least you saw it. That's a positive. Hey, did y'all hear about Morgan Whalen? What he did? I got pictures as proof.
You should really stick around to hear what the Crazy Gang of Three have to say next. Good morning, LKN on WSIC. They're back. More of Justin, Bill, and Mamie now. It's Good Morning LKN from WSIC. Local starts here.
Good morning, LKN. 7:18. Happy Tuesday to ya. If you're wondering how's everybody acting now after an eclipse, after a college basketball tournament, really, there's only one voice we can turn to. RideICats.com, alternative transportation, $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell County down to the city of Charlotte. Jeff with ICATS on the phone with us, cruising in that HOV lane. Jeff, good morning to you.
Good morning. No accidents to report at this time. 77 southbound from Statesville down to Mooresville, traffic is getting heavier. As far as all the way down to Charlotte, traffic will be picking up this morning, especially in the Huntersville area. There might be some slowdowns there. 77 northbound from Charlotte to Statesville, traffic is picking up also there. So just be careful for some slowdowns. Secondary roads in Statesville, Mooresville, not heard of any issues. So hopefully it'll be a good Tuesday for us.
Absolutely, Jeff. Last night, the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament Championship. Did you watch the game?
I didn't. I have to get up at 3:45 in the morning. So I stayed up till about 10 after 9, and they were just singing the national anthem. So I just recorded it.
I don't blame you, Jeff, whatsoever. Hope you enjoy the game. I won't spoil it for you.
Well, I know that UConn won, which...
spoilers, Jeff. No spoilers.
Yeah.
That was your pick, though, right, Jeff?
It was. My head said UConn. My heart said Carolina, so I better stick with my head, right?
Jeff, we appreciate you. We'll talk to you at 8:15.
All right. Have a great morning.
You too. RideICATS.com, alternative transportation. Today's Tuesday, ICATS goes to the VA in Salisbury today. So if you've got an appointment at the VA, you probably want to change it to Tuesday, because a dollar to get picked up at your door, a dollar to get Brock back, all the way to the VA in Salisbury, yeah, too. That's a drive. You can't get a gallon of gas for a dollar.
No.
Remember that? Do you remember that?
I do. I actually do remember when you could get gas for a dollar, but...
Ouch.
Yeah.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
It's time for the word of the day. What's the word?
Word of the day!
Today's word of the day brought to you by Merlefest. Merlefest, April the 25th through the 28th, up at
Wilkes Community College.
Wilkes Community College, correct, correct.
You've been there?
I have not.
It's a great spot.
Yeah.
It's a great community college. Looking Sam Bush going to be playing.
Yeah,
you know, it's headlined by Old Crow Medicine Show.
Yes.
And it's going to be a ta-da. It's going to be a to-do. Yes. Over 100 artists, 12 stages, I believe. We're going to be giving away a boatload of tickets starting next week.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Boatload. Accurate.
Yeah.
Today's word of the day is chimera. Ooh. Chimera.
That is the poison from that movie with Brad Pitt.
I do not know.
No,
you're
Tom
correct.
Cruise.
I don't know that.
Mission
one.
Impossible.
I don't know.
Today's word of the day is chimera. Now, it's a little tricky. For those following along at home, it's a noun. However, it is spelled C-H-I-M-E-R-A. Chimera.
Also, I think a subterritory of the Soviet Union. But anyway, we'll keep going with the word.
The chimera. Fantasy is a utopian chimera, but there are real improvements for the town that can be made.
Ooh. Utopian chimera?
A tropical oasis. A pleasure place. A good place.
You're flirting. You're just
that.
You gotta make
word.
You have to make a turn here, and I don't know if you're gonna make it.
Ugh.
How about this one? Justin's fascination with the eclipse led him to imagine all sorts of chimera, from mythological creatures dancing in the shadows to celestial beings watching from the air.
That makes sense.
Okay, wait. What's the word mean?
No, I'm just saying that sentence makes sense.
100% agreement on the
sentence.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah,
I
don't
started
know what it
seeing
means.
Chimera. I started
like
visions.
Situations or fantasies or I can't. I got
vision.
Not.
He perked up when I said the word vision.
In Greek mythology,
ooh,
chimera is a fire-breathing monster that has a lion's head, a goat's body, and a snake's tail. In general context, however, nowadays chimera can refer to something such as an aspiration that exists only in imagination and is not possible in reality.
I do see why now Mamie agreed with you on the sentence, because I am a dragon-like figure.
Yes.
Pretty much. With goat hooves? Is that what you said? With goat hooves?
Just a goat's body.
Goat's body.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah,
I can climb a mountain.
Lion's
you know?
Head, snake's tail.
Wow.
Goat body.
Strong combo.
Yeah.
All right.
I wouldn't want to come across one of those.
We'll go with
walking down Catawba.
We'll go with the other definition. Not possible in real life. Is that
you haven't seen the chimera on Catawba?
Best friends with Normie?
Yeah, Normie's cousin. Yeah, I've definitely seen him for sure. Absolutely. Yeah,
not possible in reality.
Did you see that Morgan Whalen got arrested? Did you know that?
I did. My mom actually
really
broke the story there for me.
Did you know that he was arrested on felony charges?
I did not.
I did not know it was felony.
Oh, it's a felony. Mm. And Mamie has here the exclusive from the exclusive TMZ video of TMZ of the chair falling. Let's see if we can see it, Bill. Let's turn this thing on. I don't know about the audio on this. I take no representation of the audio.
Yeah, I wouldn't play the audio.
It is downtown Nashville. And it is TMZ. Let's see. Okay, watch here. We're watching. If you're on WSICnews.com.
He's on top of a building.
You're on the WSIC app.
Oh, and then you see an object
get
propelled from the top. Looks like he's on top of a bar.
He's on the rooftop.
He's on the rooftop.
He's on the rooftop.
Like what bar is that?
Like a total rock star.
All the social platforms you can be watching this right now. WSIC app.
Felony to throw a chair.
I think it landed next to a cop.
That's the thing. I think it had to do with the officer. Okay. So there's also another. I also then have the exclusive on the chair itself. So if you go to the other link, let's show the picture of the chair.
You got an interview with the chair.
And I'm assuming also this is the actual officer that was also almost violated physically. He has a little bit of a smile on his face right now, though. This again, if you're on WSIC News, if you're on socials.
Well, that's called good policing.
He seems excited to have this chair by Morgan Whalen thrown at him.
Yeah, I wonder if you got him to autograph it before he arrested him.
That's a great question.
Hey, pal, sign this chair. I'm going to make some money, and now you're going to jail.
The bars because isn't Nashville made up of like a bunch of bars owned by a bunch of these rock stars?
Yes, yeah.
Is this his bar?
I don't think he has a bar there.
He's not on that level yet.
I don't think so. But yeah, just still owned by different people. I don't know. Yeah, I didn't see what bar it was either.
It was the Broadway bar, so I imagine it's
okay.
Right smack dab.
Right in the middle of the action.
Does the name make you think that? You know of?
I do not know of Broadway bar.
I don't know the bar. But Broadway is that main street in Nashville where all the bars are. So, yeah.
You think that if this was his bar, it would have been...
I think anytime you throw a chair and it lands, almost hits a policeman, you're going to be in trouble, whether it's your bar or not.
How about that mugshot?
That mugshot, he is having a great time. He's living his best life.
I thought he had longer hair.
He may have at one point.
I think he cut it.
He did at one point?
Yeah, I'm sure he
cuts going for
it,
something right
cuts
now.
Cuts it every once in a while.
You think he's going through something right now?
I think it was the first night of his new tour.
That he cut it? On stage?
No, I'm not talking about cutting hair. I'm talking about this incident.
Oh.
So he probably got a fresh cut for the tour.
Yes.
That makes sense.
Was super excited about the fresh cut. Said, hey, check out this chair flying like my hair.
Right.
Felony.
Yeah, so it's just because of it almost hit a police officer. That's
my guess.
Okay.
It doesn't.
I think it's just ultimately frowned upon to just throw chairs.
I agree.
Off,
I just didn't know that would be a felony. I just
felony level though.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Felony level.
I mean, I could see misdemeanor inciting a nuisance, right? Like, and I just made that up.
I don't know if
Nashville follows the same rules as my timeline, but that's.
So you think it's a little bit of an overstep?
The officer is smiling, and there's no. I'm not seeing it, and I could be wrong. Look, I'm not an investigative journalist. Okay, you guys know that about me. But I'm not seeing anything on the internets saying that the chair actually hit somebody.
Right.
Now, I will say...
Where's Morgan's friend to be like, actually, I threw it?
So that's what some people, like, I did see some posts about that. Mm-hmm.
That's,
like,
I mean, you got to have...
You got to have the fall person. Like, if you're going to be at this status,
right?
Where is your...
No, let him take it. He's going to get off. He's going to get off. He's going to pay a fine. What, his bond was $15,000.
Never wrote another song. Yeah, he will get off. You're right.
I started to see, it's funny because, like, you know, Fox News puts out, I saw this, the experts are saying that, the legal experts say that he can get up to 6 years in prison for throwing a chair.
He's
going
to pay some money. He's going
to
donate a bunch of money to the Nashville Police Department, and then everybody's going to high five it.
They probably, I would guess there is likely a picture that exists between Morgan Whalen, the officer and the chair somewhere. It's got to exist.
Yeah.
Selfie style.
Yeah. No for sure.
That's why he was smiling in the mugshot. He didn't know if it was like another selfie or the actual mugshot.
That's right.
So everybody's taking a picture with
him. Who am I looking at right now? Right. Which one of you?
Morgan, right here.
Nobody wants to get in on this one. Just me. Okay, cool.
Used to it.
Yeah.
He could almost incorporate, and this, I think that there's some overlay here. Is Morgan coming to Bank of America?
I'm not sure. What's interesting to me is that I think the court date is May 3rd, which is conveniently when he has a show in Nashville. I'm wondering if they were able to kind of pick your own date.
You know, pick your own here, Morgan. Pick, choose which day on the calendar would you
right,
like?
Right, as we go through the song and dance.
Yeah,
of-
I'm betting the same.
Yeah.
Bill, I'll parlay that one.
Yeah.
That seems unfair. We're going to be conveniently make this to where the time you're in town, just another reason why.
And I'm not a, I'm the least conspiracy theorist.
Are you?
Oh, yeah. I really
you
don't.
You don't?
No, no, not at all. But that, I believe.
What about the Liver King? Is the Liver King a conspiracy guy?
Is he a conspiracy guy?
Yeah. Rob?
No?
Rob's not into the conspiracy.
Oh, yes, yes. I was thinking
You were thinking of the actual Liver King?
I don't know that guy. I don't know what he thinks. He's weird.
I think there's
Rob
some.
Is a bear. Yes, yes.
I think there's crossover here. Morgan Whalen. David Tepper. David Tepper, I don't know if you recall last season, throwing drinks, engage the poncho scene. Right. Morgan Whalen, engage the Amish, just start dishing chairs out, give them away at concerts.
That's it.
That's there how we flip the script on this whole thing. It. That's the easy
you
way
think
to
it'll
solve
it'll be standing
the
room only at his concerts?
Absolutely. Hey, have you nominated your favorite teacher yet for Teacher of the Month? WSIC News on Instagram, LKN Memes on Instagram, WSICnews.com, giving away prizes to the best teachers every month.
Keep it right here. Justin, Bill, and Mamie will be right back with more Good Morning LKN on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. That morning pep talk for Lake Norman, Statesville, with Justin, Bill, and Mamie, now on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 7:34. Happy Tuesday to you. If you hadn't yet, you should register the favorite teacher of yours. Teacher of the Month going on right now. We're going to pick a winner at the end of the month. Thanks to Nina's Boutique. Thank you to Brighter Smiles of Davidson. Nina's Boutique giving a $50 gift certificate. Brighter Smiles of Davidson giving a free gentle whitening treatment to the teacher that is selected for Teacher of the Month. You can register WSIC News Instagram, LKN Memes Instagram, WSICnews.com. Trying to make it as convenient for you as possible.
It's very easy to enter.
And it's exciting to enter a great teacher.
And I actually got to chat with Miss Moyer, the winner yesterday.
You did? How
yes.
did it go?
Oh, it was great. She's
was she
very excited?
Excited?
Very excited.
Cool.
Connected her with Nina's and Brighter Smiles, and they're
thanks
all
for doing
excited.
That, by the way.
Yeah, they're all excited. So, it was. She's very sweet, and she's thankful for it, and we're thankful for her. You know, and that's why we do this, because we're so thankful for our teachers.
They play an important role.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say so. Miss Moyer, shout out to Shepherd Elementary School as well in Mooresville. Miss Moyer teaches there, and hope that she enjoys her time and lavish of luxury, if you would, for a little bit to celebrate. AI is taking over everything, right? It's no secret at this point. Even gender reveals, it seems like, are being taken over by AI. At least that's what you believe.
Well, so earlier this week or last week or over the week, at some point, I sent you guys a video of a plane in a coat.
A plane in a coat?
Do you remember that? And you were like, it's AI. And I just realized that I can't tell. I thought I was good at guessing what AI is. So then I came across this gender reveal video that is doing the most ever. It's just the most over-the-top balloon display, and then they have three planes coming through, circling around.
It's a bit more than that. So these people are standing in the middle of a field. It looks like in the middle of about 1,000 acres in Wyoming. Giant balloon setup, like Mamie said, of pink and blue. Okay, now as I watch this,
these giant lit up signs. Okay, that's probably not AI. Like that, they're actually probably there. It's the
airplanes.
It's the airplanes flying over, circling around, in and out, and then the firework display at the end too. I don't know.
Or,
I can't
or did
tell.
They hire? I mean, we demand answers from these people.
I really like that's. This is the point that happened this week where I always thought I was good at figuring out the AI, and this one I was like, I don't even know anymore. They've tricked me.
Would
the planes? I think the planes are AI.
Who's a plane expert? Who can tell us whether or not these planes are real?
I don't know. You've flown in a plane before. Is this real?
Yeah, but I've not done the
you
vapor.
You haven't done the loop-de-loop?
The killer vapor dust that
I
these ones are putting out.
I thought you guys did the flipping around and stuff.
We did do a stall.
But to have one plane versus three?
How could all three fly like that right over their heads?
It does seem very skilled.
Anyway, it just made me really.
Well, that's a trick. That's like a sport, like flying planes like that.
Yeah, but I just don't see, how that could be real. So anyway, my whole perception of reality is just skewed.
You don't think
now.
People spend money on
now
that?
Now you're questioning everything.
Yeah.
What have you done to Mamie, people?
And then I just feel terrible because Katie's gender reveal was just me getting an ultrasound picture calling my mom. Did. That yep. was it.
I just shouted in the room. I didn't even call anybody. I was, yes! That was it. That was yeah, my old gender it. Reveal. It was the nurse probably to this day is scarred. That's pretty much it. That's how that went down. I don't feel, well, I shouldn't say it. I definitely was excited with Emmy being the second child, but you know, it was definitely the first is kind of that big push, you know.
Yeah.
But as far as the hiring of planes,
you didn't do that?
Here's my problem with the gender reveal stuff. I'm not good at waiting. Like, I had to know the moment I was able to know.
So you couldn't have planned a whole party to find out.
I couldn't have hired planes to be flying and spend that. How long's the scheduling out on that,
so
by the way, right
now? So that's the other
now,
question, too.
In a post-COVID world.
I don't think it's real. I'm saying, I'm calling AI on that one. But
even the balloons and all, like the whole thing?
No. The balloons, the lit-up signs, I think all that's real. Even maybe the confetti, you know, at the end, the colors and... Because it was a boy, for everybody who's not watching.
Spoiler.
In the stream, yeah, it was a boy. But the planes, that has to be fake.
Has to be.
I don't know. People got money, and people spend money on crazier stuff than that, too.
Dave Portnoy bet $600,000 on the UConn.
Yeah. Maybe he'll
should
do
put
it.
She should put a poll up.
Is it real?
Is it real?
Mm-hmm. Is this video real or AI? Maybe they'll respond. Maybe
we'll put it on the WSSC socials.
Okay. New poll.
Y'all help me out. I don't know.
Mamie's confused.
I just really need to know.
A lot going on in the world right now. Is this gender reveal real? That's what people want to know. Jason Kelce, he retired. He retired, yeah. But he does a podcast. Does him and Travis still do the podcast?
I feel like they said they were going to stop the podcast, too.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah. Or they're taking a break from it.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
Maybe because of Jason Kelce's new career path that he's on is this the WWE?
I'm not sure.
I think this was WrestleMania, right?
It's WWE. Yeah.
Yeah. So
from WWE.
From WWE. Jason Kelce here decided to get in the ring at WWE WrestleMania. And I didn't know if the other one was Travis. Again, WSICnews.com, all the social
media. No, I believe the other one is Will Compton. He's also a former football player.
On the Eagles?
I think he may have done a stint with the Eagles.
Because they're both wearing like Eagles headgear. You know, what are those called? The Nacho Libre style head masks?
Gosh, I feel like I knew a moment ago and now I don't know.
Because I said
what are those masks called?
I don't know.
Somebody's going to text me here in a second.
Yeah.
But Travis Kelce making his debut, and I guess they won WrestleMania? Did he win WrestleMania?
I don't know, Justin. I don't know. I did not watch
WrestleMania. You don't watch WrestleMania anymore?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it looks like they won. They're celebrating a victory.
Yeah. So do we support Jason Kelce? This is Jason, not Travis.
Yeah.
Do we support Jason Kelce taking on a new career of WWE?
I do support him doing it. He just seems like he's having the best time in his retirement.
Dude just lives life.
Every video I see of him is him just like happy to be alive. So I'm happy
chugging
for him.
Chugging beers and
yeah, dancing. Pinning
people.
Yeah, just having a good time.
Sounds sweet.
What a life.
Yeah.
There you go. I haven't watched WWE in a long time.
Were you a wrestling fan?
It's not that like I was. I remember when I was in elementary school, the kids. Oh, wait, let me. Hold on. Wait, no, I got it. I got it.
Go back in time.
When I was in elementary school, there were other youngins that I would play with in the neighborhood. You know what a neighborhood is? Mm-hmm. We would go outside together. Do you know what outside is?
Yeah.
And we would play. Do you know what playing is?
Yeah.
And the things they would like to do when we would go back inside was watch wrestling. And it was in like the height of, what was it, Goldberg?
Oh, yeah.
Stone Cold Steve Austin, The Rock.
The Undertaker.
Mankind.
Mankind, yeah.
That's prime time. I even know those names.
Do you?
Yeah, that's prime time wrestling.
Triple H. Yeah. That was a move.
Yeah.
That was or it wasn't Triple X. Was that a different group? Or is that Triple H did the Triple X?
I can't answer that question.
I cannot answer that question accurately.
But do you remember? You know what I'm talking about, though, the difference of the two scenarios. Yeah. Do you even do memes?
I've heard some of those names.
Do you think women should get more involved in wrestling?
They are pretty involved.
I know they are. There's definitely some out there. Should we see more?
There's some fans. Women can do whatever
should
they want to do.
Should Caitlin Clark be entering the WWE?
Should Caitlin Clark?
She should. She should just show up, guest appearance. wrestling.
I was
dominate
distraught.
All sports.
I don't want to upset anybody. I assume everyone knows this now. What's the rule timeline rule for spoilers? 4 years? 5 years?
25 years? I don't know.
Because wrestling's as far it's choreographed.
Yes, it's not real.
That well, is. whoa! You got to be careful saying that because they're physically
still doing those moves, but it's planned for who's going to win. Choreographed is the correct word. Yeah,
choreographed. Mm-hmm. But there is real pain that takes place.
Yeah, people can still get hurt doing that.
Well, they carry. Do they do like the whole like hold the razor blade thing and cut you open thing like for fun, like just to show the blood? Do they do
what?
That? You don't remember that in the documentaries and stuff like that? There's documentaries like behind the scenes that they would do that. They would have like right and like so like to make you bleed like.
Oh,
that's terrible.
Like, you know, that they would do that move.
That's horrible. I'd say no thank you.
That's why I told him I can't sign this contract.
That's why you didn't go into wrestling.
No, yeah. Definitely not. One of the several reasons why I couldn't go into wrestling.
He said, no thanks, not for
I'm
me.
I'm bleeding. It's how not, much? It's not real. Okay. All right.
It feels real.
My arm is broken, but not really.
I don't like that guy. I want to pin him.
The light is starting to fade from my eyes right now.
It's not real.
I
not
tapped. Real. I thought I tapped. Did I forget to do that part? I would tap on everything. I would walk in. I wouldn't even walk in.
That's what
the
I was
going to
say. I would just walk in and see the guy and be like, yeah, bye.
The human tap. That would be your wrestling name.
What would make you more nervous if you got into a taxi cab and it was either the Undertaker from WWE or one of Elon's robots? Driving the taxi
as my driver
one, as your driver, which one would make you more nervous?
The robot would make me more nervous.
The robot would make me definitely more nervous
because okay.
What would you choose?
I mean, if you get in a taxi with the Undertaker,
I feel like he's
you
gonna
know
protect,
what you're getting into.
He's going to protect us, right? Yeah. He's not going to let anything happen.
Oh,
to
he's
us.
A good guy now.
Yeah. The Undertaker's got me.
Oh, I don't know him. Seems like a nice guy.
Actually, heard he is nice.
Okay, let's pull up a picture real quick of the Undertaker and show memes. Let's do that. We'll do that during the break. Okay. My gosh. Is the robot talk? That's the question I have.
I've seen some. Have you seen videos of the robot car? I'll find you one. I'll show it to you.
For Tesla?
I think some other companies were testing out too, not specifically Tesla.
The difference is the Undertaker probably won't be driving your taxi, but Elon's Tesla robo taxis will be out on the streets at some point. And it says August 8th, he's revealing the robo taxi. Mm.
Would you like to leave a tip?
Oh, yeah, no tips? Is that what that becomes?
Do you have to tip a car? You have to tip the robot?
Definitely tip the Undertaker.
There's more Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. Want to talk with Justin, Bill, or Mamie? Give them a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on WSIC.
Good Morning LKN. 7:48. Happy Tuesday to you. We're going to get a look at the streets at 8:15 with Jeff from ICATS, rideicats.com, alternative transportation. Being Tuesday, they're going to the VA in Salisbury. Also at 8:30, we're going to get a little check on the high country. What's happening in the high country with...
I don't mean to interject.
Yes, sir.
But I feel like traffic at 8:18...
Is more appropriate. I know you like that.
High country it's, happenings at...
It's kind of like weather on the eights.
Right.
Weather on the ones.
Correct. 8:30, I would say 8:34, 8:35.
Building in public. That's what we like to do around here. 18. Okay, I'll say it. 8:18. You will have. I'm going to start correcting it because you're right. We want to be accurate for the people that need the traffic. So 8:18. But I also want them to hear the stop set. So 8:15. So
8:15.
It's a combination there. Right. It's a good
healthy
combo.
Balance. I see what we're doing.
Elon Tesla robo taxi. He says he's going to unveil it August 8th. I asked Mamie the question, which was filled with chimera. Yeah, I don't know if I used that right. Would you rather the Undertaker from the WWE or a Tesla robot be your driver? You said the Undertaker, but you had never seen
a picture. I had
never seen
what he looked like.
Now you have seen a picture of the Undertaker from WWE. Do you still hold the same answer?
Mm-hmm. He's a little scary, but Yeah, I'm still going with him.
Compared to the robot freaks you out that much.
Yeah, because I saw an article about when they tried to reveal them in San Francisco and it went horribly wrong. Traffic jams. No accidents. It's not like they were crashing into each other. They just couldn't keep up with the flow of traffic. So
it was a Tesla robot.
It wasn't a Tesla. It was a different company that tested out about 15 robo-taxis around. You okay? San Francisco.
I dropped my pen. I'm sorry. I was looking for it. Blended in with the carpet.
Ice skating over there. Yeah. and so yeah, I don't trust it. I like technology. It's not like I'm anti-technology. I just don't trust a robot to drive me around.
Comparing a robot to the Undertaker. The robot
part. Who are you going with? You're going with the robot?
Is the robot wearing a hat or no?
No. There's no actual robot driving the car. It's just the car driving itself.
See, I bet Elon's going to put robots. Artemis, his robot he's been making? You know the one that can do like a backflip?
So it's just going to be like a robot driving the car? I'm guessing so you can have a conversation with it if you want to?
I'm going
to
assume it's going to be part of the experience because it's going to be all about the experience. You know, Elon's all about the experience. I think the robots are actually going to be like, you're going to see hands on the wheel, I think, or something.
No,
you're going to see
something.
I'm
betting against that one. I'm betting it's just
the car. Let
me make
a note. I'm going to put it on the calendar, August 8th. What's the bet?
It's no robot. There's no robot.
Okay, no robot. No robot.
It's just the car driving itself. You think there's going to be a robot in the car.
Or robot.
I hope that piece of paper survives till August.
Well, I'm going to put it on the calendar.
Oh, okay.
Calendars live forever. All right, so I say there will be a robot. You say no robot.
No robot.
Mame says no robot. Billiam, what do you say, robot or no robot in the Tesla robo-taxi when they get unveiled on August 8th?
The Undertaker. I just got a call from Jeff.
Yes, how's
Jeff,
it going?
There is an accident, 77 southbound.
Hate that.
Yeah, southbound. So if you're going into Charlotte today around mile marker 11.4, there is an accident. You're probably going to want to find an alternate route per his recommendation.
That's right near Brookshire. That'll get you.
He wouldn't have called
right
if it wasn't important.
No, I agree with you. Jeff really keeps us surprised. We appreciate it, Jeff. 77 southbound, mile marker 11.4. That's right at that curve when you're coming up on Brookshire.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not looking to take Brookshire, stay to the left. Stay in the left lanes. You'll get through it. It clogs up there anyway.
Hop in the toll lane, too, if you can.
See, but the thing about the toll lane when you get down there, you got to do it. Yeah, you got to do it right after sunset. When you have to get on the toll.
Yes,
otherwise,
that
you
is correct.
Yeah, that's the one thing. I blame it on a lack of signage. I think that we should be a little bit more clear with that. That's just personally my take. But anyway, 77 southbound, mile marker 11.4 for rideicats.com. Thanks to Jeff for calling in that accident for us, keeping you apprised.
Traffic at 7:50.
Traffic at 7:52. Don't lie to the people like
that. Well, I got the information at 7:50, and time has passed since we made the announcement.
He's
can I change my answer from can I just make it Jeff?
Okay.
Jeff
Mammy says Jeff.
Jeff.
We'll go ahead and put her down for that bet. How much are you wagering on that bet, by the way, for the robo-taxi?
$600,000.
I just want it to happen.
$600,000. Got you down. Bill, were you going with the Undertaker, robot, no robot, or Jeff?
I'm going to take the Undertaker.
Bill says the Undertaker.
And yeah, put me down for six as well.
Okay.
$100,000. We're talking, right?
Yep.
Got to make it worth my while.
We do accept checks. Post-dated.
I can write you a check.
Post-dated, too.
You don't
very flexible around there. Very, very
we
flexible.
We might be able to have a little more wiggle room than I thought.
When's that next eclipse? That's what my date will be.
Okay, so the debate on the eclipse. Okay, first off, I saw multiple articles that said it's been like 50 years since this eclipse happened. It's going to be like another 50. And then I got some that are saying it's going to happen in like 2 years. And then some are saying it's going to happen in 7 years or 20 years. What's up?
What are you looking to figure out?
When's the next eclipse?
There are eclipses that happen. And then there are eclipses that happen across America, which are obviously impact us a little
bit. Sure, we're special. I get it.
Right. I think that one happens in like a little over 20 years.
In America.
Yeah,
2045.
Yes.
2045 will correct. Be the next one.
Yep.
Same sky, different sun.
That goes across
hopefully
the United
same
States.
Sun.
Mm. Yeah. There's eclipses all the time all over the world, but the next one that'll be in the United States. 2045. Yeah, that'll be the next one. There is going to be one that comes through North Carolina, I think, though. Like, I think I'll be 95 when that happens, so. I don't know that I'll be watching.
Very cool.
I'm not doing the math on
that. I can tell you how old you'll be.
I think that I'm going to be an eclipse chaser after yesterday.
There's a name for him, right? We learned it yesterday.
We talked about it yesterday.
We did, yeah.
It is, I believe it was full of chimera, whatever it was.
It was, what was it? Like an umbrophile?
Yeah, umbrophile. I think that's what it was.
Is an eclipse chaser.
Yes.
Did you enjoy the eclipse yesterday? I saw you guys.
I did. I saw
out.
It was cool.
You guys
I
popped
thought
out
it was awesome.
Here in today's Real Talk to go see it.
Yes.
It was, yeah, we did it before the show at the 15 break, 30, 45.
Thank goodness for your glasses, Justin. I mean, that literally was the only way I got to witness it, so thank you.
I think that was Demi or my mom, one of the two.
Shout out them always.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you, guys.
It was on, they were on the counter, yeah. So yeah. I took them. And I did leave a couple behind for Demi, so she had an opportunity. And the kids got to see it. She went by and picked up the kids from daycare a little early, and they were able to see the eclipse. So I think that was a cool experience.
Yeah.
It was funny because, like, it started at the bottom right corner of the sun and then did, like, this loop to the top right corner of the sun. I don't know if you caught that in the path.
I didn't watch it. Inflection. I didn't sit there and watch the whole experience happen.
I checked in on it.
Yeah. I just looked at it a couple times.
We saw it pretty close to the peak, right? Yeah. Like, we were really within a couple minutes.
Oh, I was out there.
Yeah.
I went out there.
So,
I just left you guys.
I was in Charlotte. We sat outside from like 2 until 4.
With everyone at the table with the glasses
yeah,
on?
Yeah, everybody at the table. We only had two pairs of glasses, though, so we were just passing them around the table.
Nice.
Yeah.
Who just wore them the whole time? Like, yeah. Just
blink, no, blink pass, man.
Yeah.
That's the rule.
I'll remember that in 2045.
Yeah. Hold on to your glasses. Yeah. That's it. You never know. Because I think I saw Amazon stopping to sell all the China stuff. So there you go. You're going to have to hold on to them because you never know. The other AI thing that I continue to see, and maybe this isn't AI, is this real? I asked myself the question, and it has to do with Chick-fil-A. I saw somebody posted it. I always, you know, different restaurants, different chains, they do different products and different things in different markets.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Chick-fil-A, spicy chicken strips, I've told you before, changed my life. Chick-fil-A, spicy chicken strips changed my life for the positive.
When they took them away, did it change your life again?
Super sad. I debate going every time, but I do love their grilled chicken club. However, spicy strips were amazing. I've seen now on the internets pretzel cheddar club sandwiches from Chick-fil-A. Is this real? And if so, what market?
Yeah, so they don't say what market. So if, I don't know.
I'm guessing Atlanta, or sometimes they do it big in Greensboro.
They use Charlotte for test markets sometimes too. Yeah.
And definitely Atlanta because that's where they're based in. Mm-hmm. Real quick, 757, was that the first time of food of the day?
No, we talked about it earlier.
Okay, sorry, I got excited. The other thing on this, I'm kind of, you know, I like, before I started drinking coffee, when I'd go to a coffee shop with somebody, I'd get like a fruit passion punch, something like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So they've got new cherry berry drinks at Chick-fil-A also starting April 8th.
I just want to know, is this in honor of the elevator lady, Cherry Berry? You know, the elevator lady?
Oh, you mean
that,
like
the...
The cherry berry.
Yes.
You're saying like Chick-fil-A is following North Carolina politics
right
now?
I'm cherry berry. I want a cut. I want a piece of this.
That's what I'm saying.
That is literally my name.
You are taking my name and selling your drink.
Does she spell it like that?
No.
I think it's I-E.
I-E.
Yeah. You don't know how she spells it? Come on, man.
I mean, I know her face.
Have you ever taken an elevator?
Right.
The other guy, though, that...
His face is in there now, and it's just disappointing.
Well, then they did the big move where they took the faces away, right?
Took it away, but then got such outcry, put it back.
It's back.
There is room, turns out.
People are still in control around here.
Correct.
That's what matters.
Correct.
That's what the ultimate thing is here. But the pretzel cheddar club sandwiches from Chick-fil-A, do you like the pretzel bun?
I don't like the pretzel bun. No, I don't like the pretzel bun, especially with chicken. I would eat it with a burger, but I don't like it with chicken.
This looks delicious.
It looks really good. I had this hankering when I was walking through. I went to the grocery store over the weekend to pick up just kind of like quick a couple things. I walk past the bread, like we love Hawaiian rolls in the house right now. Mm. And then they got like little pretzel bites like near there.
Oh.
I almost got a bag of pretzel bites and then I head down like the processed food aisle, you know what I mean? The cans of processed food.
Mm-hmm.
Just give me a big old jar of cheddar cheese and just melt that sucker together.
Mm.
I didn't do it, but I dreamed of it.
Oh, you didn't do it.
About sat on it for a minute. Gosh, it was good.
Chimera.
Yeah, that's exactly.
That's the chimera right there.
That's exactly what it was like. Top of the hour, going to get some news. Have you downloaded the WSIC News app yet? You can get it on the iOS store. You can also get it in the Android Google Play store. You can listen to the live stream, watch the live videos of all the live local programming we do, catch any show on demand with the podcasts. We podcast every show around here. And also local business deals. Got a few new businesses joining up
soon. That's a big one.
Yeah, got to love it. You want deals? I like free stuff too. Good morning, LKN. 8:06. Happy Tuesday to you. It's another day now after the eclipse. Now life moves on. What's next?
I don't know. The world didn't end. And I think that's what everybody was prepared for.
Yeah, I went and got gas on Sunday. I was trying to tell all my friends to go get gas, too. Did anybody listen? Did you guys go get gas?
No. What? Have you met me? No. I didn't go get gas. I need it. Not getting it.
I went and got gas. I don't know if it's moved up a penny or down a penny or if I lost anything on it, but I didn't make any bet on it, but I did go get gas. Going to have Jeff from iCats calling in about 8:15, maybe 8:18. And then we're going to have Greystone Lodge at 8:30. Get a look at the high country, see what's going on there. Have you downloaded the WSIC News app yet? You should do that. WSIC News app available on iOS and the Android Google Play stores. You can listen live, watch live also because we have the video live stream built into the app as well. And then podcasting, if you like any of the shows and maybe you can't catch them live, but you want to catch them on demand, a wide variety of content from many of the different leaders around the community and business owners and community just thought people.
From all over Lake Norman.
All over Lake Norman. And then the business directory. Shout out to most of the businesses that have onboarded, and we're still onboarding more right now.
Yep.
And ISI in Denver, give them some love too. Yeah. We enjoyed having our first little workout facility join on the app, so that was pretty cool. Coca-Cola, have you been? Bill? Did you go to the Coca-Cola factory in Atlanta during your time there ever?
I did not.
Oh,
yeah.
There's the World of Coke in downtown Atlanta, but that's not where this is. This is
different.
This is different. So found a picture of the secret Coca-Cola recipe vault in Atlanta.
It's not so secret, though, if we have a picture of it, right?
It just seems like a lot.
Excessive?
It's over the top.
This looks more Swiss.
Is this AI? Is this real? I can't tell anymore.
I'm questioning everything now.
I can't tell anymore. I can't tell. It just seems like that seems like a lot just for the recipe of Coke. Also, they put like the ingredients on the bottle. Yeah. So why do they need to hide it?
Well, I don't think they put they don't put like the exact amounts, right? Okay. Like, because if you just say, okay, there's sugar in here, 10 cups, go for it.
Gotcha.
You know, like.
So you couldn't like repeat, you couldn't make your own just from reading the ingredients on the
back. By the bottle. Okay, there's 46 grams of sugar in here. Let me put that in. Yeah. And then you just multiply it out.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know. But it just got me thinking about like when I go to a restaurant, I order, you usually drink tea, right? Whenever you go out.
I've actually gone to water.
You've gone to water.
With lemon, though. It better have lemon in it.
Okay.
I do love sweet tea, though.
So I'll do Diet Coke or Coke. But if I'm going to order a soft drink, I'll just say Coke is kind of how I say it.
And you mean Diet Coke?
I usually say, like I've said before, what kind of Cokes do you have?
Liter of cola.
Yeah. Cola. Soda. Soda pop.
Soda.
Different people say it different. And it's like regional. But I think I saw it. There was a map of like the way that different people say sodas, like ask for sodas, or so there's like soda and pop and what
it's, it's when someone orders for me in the tea game, it's someone says iced tea. Usually if I hear that from a fellow patron few tables over, I'll stop the server. I'll say, hey, let me help clarify this. Iced tea, they're not from here. They mean unsweet. So I'll let the server know.
Oh.
So then that way they don't even have to have that back and forth. I can interject for them. Mm-hmm. Feel like that's acceptable in the restaurant scene.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe that would help if you did the same for cola people.
Cola people, I just call them out.
Yeah.
They're not from here. They just want Coke.
Sir, do you mean Coke or Pepsi?
Yeah.
This is North Carolina. We have both.
Yeah, but if they say it's Pepsi's fine, nah, it's not.
Belay that order.
You got Cheerwine?
Have you tried the Cheerwine Sundrop mix yet? Oh, start throwing that in there. Can you carry Cheerwine without Sundrop? Like, should that be legal?
I think Bojangles does.
They only carry one. They don't have Sundrop?
They don't have Sundrop, just Cheerwine.
Call them up.
Okay. Bojangles hotline. What's their number?
Like the Butterball hotline.
Bojangles hotline.
Is it Butterball or Butterbean? No, it's Butterball.
Butterball. Yeah. Yeah. Call up the Bojangles hotline.
Is this vault too much though? Because isn't that the whole thing for Coca-Cola? Like their recipe? I mean, there's that like been a fake facade. Like everyone knows the recipe. We just can't use it because it's trademarked.
Maybe. Yeah.
Is it trademarked?
I'm sure it is.
The name is.
I think you can't trademark. I watch a lot
Cola
of Shark
Tank. Is not.
No, but I watch a lot of Shark Tank. I don't think you can trademark food or
recipes.
Patent food. Yeah, I don't think you can.
So they have to lock it down.
I guess that's why they have that huge vault. That's a giant vault with a big old door.
I wonder how that works, like, though, like, because then in the factory where they make it, don't you have to label everything for health code reasons to know what everything is? Like, you can't just like, okay, we'll put chemical X in. Now step two, you know, well, I'm sure ingredient
people
Y.
People know it. People that make it know it, but they just don't want other people to know. But let's say Pepsi gets Coke's recipe and they're going to start making it taste like Coke.
I feel like the cola wars in general are already like they advertise because they have to. If they don't advertise, then the other brand wins, right? Like that's just the name of that game. Because I don't know, there are people that are diehard on Pepsi Coke. My mom is super Diet Pepsi.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Diet Coke guy.
Yeah.
Can I tell you my least favorite? Coke Zero.
I don't like Coke Zero either.
Because I don't like, I grew up in diet sodas, not on regular sodas my whole life. And so the amount of sugar in regular sodas, just like I have this instant grit
on
my
it.
Teeth. But Coke Zero tastes like regular Coke to me personally. And that's why I don't like it. Because I don't like the taste of regular Coke.
Oh, okay. So I like regular. I do drink Diet Coke, but I would prefer a regular Coke.
Really?
I just mix in the diet.
Boulder flavor? You dilute it like that?
No. I don't mix them together. I just will have a diet thrown in there sometimes just to limit the amount of sugar I'm putting in my
body.
Just
for fun?
Yeah. Sugar and I have a great relationship. We're real good friends, but we can't hang out all the time.
Yeah, I've got a healthy balance. I'm always looking at it if I'm not out of it. Yeah. I'm always checking in.
We're always chatting, even if we're not hanging out.
What you doing over there?
but to like limit the amount of sugar I'm putting in my body, I'll throw in a diet. Just add some chemicals, mix it up.
Let me hop in the shower, then I'll be back over here with you, friend. Give me a minute. Just give me a minute. Time. I'm going to go brush my... Wait, I'll brush my teeth after.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the life hack is just drink the soda right before you brush your teeth. Is that better? You ever think about that? Like when you drink, because you don't drink coffee in the morning. It's like when you brush your teeth, you know, the taste, like the mint taste, but then you mix it and it's just not good.
Yeah.
I always try to like eat breakfast first or do
and
something.
And then brush your teeth.
And then brush your teeth.
Gotcha.
Because you want to leave it with, you know, what
the
you
fresh
want.
Fresh breath, right? Yeah.
It's hard though, like drinking coffee, you know, I'll brush my teeth, but now I'm just kind of become immune to it. I'll just have my cup of coffee with me at the bathroom sink when I'm brushing my teeth.
That's what I do too.
Straight to a sip.
I drink a sparkling water in the morning usually while I'm getting ready.
Oh, fancy.
But I'll have that with me. I mean, not.
Is that Pierre or what kind?
No, like Spindrift or something.
I'm not familiar with it. Oh, you've had Spindrift in here. Yeah.
I'll usually have one of those in the morning.
Do you like carbonation? Do you think it's the carbonation that brings
you
back to it?
Carbonation, yeah. Yeah, because I like carbonation. I like sodas, Coke.
Bubbly.
Yeah, Coke, cheer wine. Yeah. But those aren't good for you to drink when you first wake up.
Soda over juice?
Yeah. All the time.
I'm trying to not do the carbonation for a little bit, see what happens. You know what I mean? The little bubbles.
Yeah.
Where they get the term bubble guts from.
Is that where it came from?
It's from carbonation. That's where that came from. You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Really invented by Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
So
there you go. The secret recipe. You going to try to break in? Get it?
Probably not. I don't feel like getting shot today.
They have armed guards at the Coca-Cola vault.
Both twofold. Atlanta and the Coca-Cola vault. So either one. I'm just not...
Gotcha. Not really, in the mood for it today?
Really into that right now. What I am into is keeping you informed of what's going on the streets. There it is.
That's it.
RideICats.com, alternative transportation. We'll get a look at the streets with Jeff. Just on the other side.
Horse.
We'll have more Good Morning LKN coming up on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Now, back to more of Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good Morning LKN. 818. Let's get a look and see what's happening. Oh. My bad. RideICats.com, alternative transportation. $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredale down to the city of Charlotte. You do it with Jeff in the HOV lane. Jeff, good morning. How are things looking?
Good morning. There was an accident. It's southbound in Charlotte at 11.4. in the left-hand lane. That's cleared up now, but there is slow going from about Brookshire Freeway into Charlotte on 77. Heavy congestion, moving really slow there, but 77 southbound up around exit 42 in Troutman. I hear that traffic is moving slow in that area. I don't know if it's an accident or what's happened, but if you're coming from Statesville to Troutman, be aware that there's going to be slowdown around exit 42. And then also from Langtree, exit 31, really all the way down to Huntersville, there's some stop and go heavy congestion. 77 northbound, when you get up around exit 23, Gilead Road, there's some stop and go traffic there all the way up to Cornelius. Secondary roads in Statesville, Mooresville, I've not heard of any issues. So just be careful on if you're on 77 southbound.
Pack the patient pants today. You don't want to cause an accident, be in an accident, be around an accident. You also don't want to throw random things out your window because you're frustrated with traffic. So just patient pants. You could also just cruise with Jeff. It makes it easier. Jeff, we appreciate you, sir. How's in general? How are the stops and the pickups today for ICATS along the route there for the commuter express route?
Pretty good. Although I did have one driver say that that due to the eclipse, wondered if there might be some strange things going on with some of the passengers. Mm-hmm. But you never know.
That's very true, Jeff. We appreciate you. RideICATS.com. Jeff, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. RideICATS.com. Again, Tuesday, the day that ICATS goes to the VA in Salisbury. Only a dollar each way to get picked up in Iredell County, and then a dollar to get back from the VA. If you've got appointments there, make them on Tuesday. Ride with ICATS. It's that easy. Anybody can... caveman can do it?
Anybody can do it.
I was almost... Are you Geico? Is that a trademark? Is that a trademark line? I don't know if I'm allowed to even say. I kind of hesitated on that one there for a brief moment. Not too long, but... there was something you told me that you wanted to talk about that I can't even remember what it was, but I keep playing back in my mind. Okay.
We were talking, during the break, we were talking about how Noah has a new word.
And that's what because now that makes sense, because for some reason that was the word that just kept being repeated in my head for a few moments. And it's kind of like it's funny, but it's not funny. And it's like, cause it's kind of gross, but it's like, it's a funny word when a kid says it, but when an adult says it, it's not as funny.
Right.
Fart,
yeah.
It wasn't funny. Like you didn't laugh at all. Like that's not a funny word. Like for adults.
Yeah, it's not one that I just
gravitate toward.
Say and then laugh, die laughing. He's five, right?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That sounds about right.
Giggly. My
giggly time for
Is
that.
Is it bad that I start giggling when he says it?
Okay, so my niece and nephew, they're my niece is seven or oh gosh, she might be eight now. She's getting big. But she'll do stuff like that. She'll say something and I'll die laughing. And then her dad will go, Mamie, don't laugh at that. We're trying to get her to stop doing it. And I was like, I don't care.
You're the cool aunt.
That's so if he did it to me, I would definitely laugh. Because I don't laugh.
Because he gets me. Like, so he'll do like Noah, like being 5 years old, we'll do these zingers though. We'll be sitting around watching a show and I'll say, hey man, dinner's ready in 5 minutes. Your dinner's ready in 5 minutes. Like he throws zingers like that at me. Noah, you need to go brush your teeth. You need to fart your teeth. Like what, dude? What? That's
and then the kind of you language. Laugh or do you get mad when he comes at you with one
I
of
laugh.
Those? You do laugh?
Yeah, I try. I don't like there's times like where I get like frustrated, and I try not to because the days are long, the years are short, right? That's the wisdom that everyone keeps telling me, and I'm already seeing that. The fact that he's five, Emmy's three. Definitely, I try to just have as much fun. But there's times where I get frustrated. Like if they start wrestling, and Emmy will go, "Hey, you want to fight?" And then like she says that to him, and like Noah's like, "Okay." And then like Emmy ends up on top of him.
Yeah, so. She take him down.
Yeah. Oh yeah, she definitely will. Wolfpack Gary's on the phone. Wolfpack Gary, good morning,
Gary.
To you, sir.
How's it going?
Yeah, how's it going? Y'all doing all right?
Ah, can't complain, man.
Yeah, we made it to the Final Four, but we couldn't do much with Iowa.
You're okay, though, man. Final Four is nothing to be ashamed of. Nothing
it
to
sure
be ashamed
ain't.
Of.
I believe that's going to help their recruiting out, too.
It should, and it's going to help out North Carolina. It's going to help out NC State.
Yeah.
Maybe people start watching college basketball, That's maybe
right.
That'll help, too.
It sure will.
Absolutely. Yeah. What's going on in your world, Gary?
Yeah, Google give me bad directions for y'all station in Cornelius. They directed me to this place called Studio 13 off of Oak Street.
That sounds like a fun. What are they doing over there at Studio 13? I don't know nothing about them. Yeah, what are they doing over there?
I don't know. They didn't even look like a radio station. They didn't have no big antenna or nothing. I knocked on the door and couldn't get no answer. It says Studio 13 on it.
I'm gonna go find out what Studio 13's doing right now. That sounds about like a party zone over there, Gary. You better calm down going over there.
Yeah. They wouldn't party much then of it.
Did you go by Statesville?
I had an appointment in Mooresville, daughter's appointment, and I figured I might as well swing by. I was going to swing by if anybody was there to pick up the tickets, but they didn't send them to Statesville. I picked them up yesterday. I appreciate the tickets.
Absolutely. Yeah. Which day are you going to go? What day are you going to go?
A little something, too. I'll let y'all, like an antique T-shirt from an old
Ben sent it to me. Yeah, Ben sent it to me.
Years ago.
Harold Johnson on it.
They used to give away a lot. Yeah, you already got them.
Ben showed it. He sent me a picture, but Ben told me he's going to keep one of them for the WSIC museum that we're putting together.
Oh, okay. Y'all got a museum.
Working on it.
That's two that I had worn about 10 years ago that wouldn't fit me. So I've just had them in cold storage. They've never been worn.
Well, it's going to get worn now, Gary. Now I'm going to wear one. I'm definitely going to wear one for sure. Well, we appreciate that love, man.
To have an old relic from the past like that. I remember when that guy used to they used to spin records back in the 60s at WSIC. Because that used to be a music station back then.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a top 40.
I think you're talking about WFMX. You talking about WFMX or was it WSIC?
WFMX was a country station. They had two stations back then. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, they played country on WFMX and rock on WSIC.
You a big country music fan, Gary?
Yeah, I like country music. I like them both. I like old classic rock and I like country music. Yeah, I like Toby Keith pretty good. I hated when he died.
How about Morgan Wallen? You a big Morgan Wallen fan?
Morgan Wallen?
Yeah.
I ain't real that familiar with him. He was new. I like the old ones like a Waylon Jennings, Johnny Cash.
There you go. I like those two.
Yeah, I like old Hank Williams Sr., mm-hmm. Hank Williams Jr.
Outlaw country.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I see it. Yeah.
Well, Gary, we appreciate you. I hope you enjoy the thing. Do you know what day you're going to go to Merlefest yet? You know which day?
I don't know which one yet. I'm gonna try to get on the website and see who's playing what day. That's usually the day I go. Remember last time I went, they had Emmy Lou Harris and the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band on the same day. That's the day I went.
Oh, that's a good day.
It's a combo.
That's a great day.
And the year before that, they had Leanne Rimes and Tedeschi Trucks on the same day. I went to see them. Mm-hmm. Now, that one there was actually, you had to have a vaccination card to even get in then. That's back when the COVID was real bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't even have Merlefest the year before that. Mm-hmm. But they had it that year, but you had to have your vaccination card, and you had to have it before you got your band. You had to wear about three different bands, one showing you've been vaccinated and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but...
Well, not this year. Not this year.
I had went 2 years in a row. I missed last year. I had an operation, and I couldn't make it.
Well, you keep us posted here. You let us know what day you're going to go, because I want, okay. and then that way I'm going to know what kind of music you like, because on the day you're going to go, I'm going to know who's playing. So that way I'm going to know for the future, Wolfpack Gary.
Yeah, I figured I'd give y'all something that couldn't be bought in a store. So they go put one of them T-shirts in the museum they got.
That's the plan. Yep. That's what I've been told. That's what the higher ups tell me. That's what they're gonna do.
Good deal. Yeah, back when Harold had that show, I knew Harold actually personally. My uncle remodeled his house about 25 years ago.
Nice.
And my mother graduated high school with him.
Okay. Yeah. Very cool. I've never met. I'll be honest with you. I never met him. I saw him back before WSIC, and he, you know, he won all, what was it, the Emmys and all that for the sports stuff he was doing and all that.
When he was on, he's on Channel 3 for a long time. Mm-hmm. Then he went to Channel 9. They offered him more money.
Sure.
He was a local news broadcaster for about sports for about 30 years. Mm-hmm. He's pretty well known. And after he retired, about 2000. 11 or 12, he come back and done a morning show for about 7 years.
Yeah.
and then he retired about 5 years ago. He retired.
Yeah, man, I'm looking at retirement. You know what I mean? Why not just start retiring now? Well, that seems like a pretty good thing right now. Although this ain't a bad gig right now, here, Gary.
Yeah, he was close to 80 when he retired.
I don't know if I'm going to make it that long, Gary. I'm going to be honest with you. My family record history ain't got that much of a run in me, brother. But, hey, Gary, we appreciate you calling.
Old Pat made it till he was 80.
Pat Shannon, the GOAT? Oh, yeah, no doubt. He's probably sitting in his chair right now, just got out of a bubble bath, I have no doubt, right now. So we appreciate you, Gary. We got to jump, though. We got to go to break. Hope you have a great time at Merlefest. Let us know which day you're going to go. Thank you for the T-shirts.
Sure,
we appreciate you, Gary.
Yeah, thank you, Gary.
Hey, y'all have a good one.
You too, sir. Take care.
Bye-bye. Oh, yeah.
All right, Gary got some tickets to Merlefest. You got your chance starting next week to get tickets to Merlefest. We'll have some contests going on. Did you hear that promo? You might hear it again. Find out how to win.
You should really stick around to hear what the crazy gang of three have to say next. Good morning, LKN on WSIC. They're back. More of Justin, Bill, and Mamie now. It's Good Morning LKN from WSIC. Local starts here.
Good morning, LKN. 8:33. Happy Tuesday to you. I almost said Monday, like as if I was stuck back in time. We're about to have on Ben McKeithen, general manager of Greystone Lodge, G-R-A-Y, GreystoneLodge.com. He's got a guest with him today, Allison West from the Schaefer Center, and going to talk about Appalachian Summerfest, a pretty wild festival that's taking place this summer. AppSummer.org. Tickets are on sale, I believe, starting April 17th, but there's all kinds of stuff happening. Ben McKeithen, General Manager, Greystone Lodge, joining us via video. You can watch on WSICnews.com, all the social platforms, and the WSIC app, where there is a video live stream happening there. Ben, are you with us, sir? Looks like he just dropped out. He's going to come back here in any second. Brad Paisley is part of the lineup there.
Big name.
July 27th, Son of the Mountains World Tour. Ben, are you ready to rock and roll with Brad Paisley on July 27th at Kid Brewer Stadium?
Hey, guys. Sorry for the little technical difficulties there. We are coming to you live downtown Boone at the Schaefer Center on the campus of Appalachian State. I am joined here today with the marketing director for the Schaefer Center, Allison West. She's right here next to me.
Hey, Allison, how are you?
Hi, Allison.
Hey, I'm good.
The Schaefer Center in the beautiful downtown Boone, North Carolina. Now, I don't know if Ben told you, Allison, but I am an App alum, so absolutely ecstatic to have you on today. You guys are here to talk about an Appalachian Summerfest. Give us the lowdown, and then I'm gonna find out what's going on with the ham shop out in front of Greystone Lodge as well at the end, because you know we always got to talk food too, and the high country's got a lot of great food. So Allison, give us the rundown on Appalachian Summerfest.
Yeah, well, this year we are celebrating our 40th anniversary, so we're super excited about that. This festival started in 1984 as a chamber music festival, and has grown exponentially since then. But we still retain those strong roots in chamber music, because we really believe strongly that's one of our core pieces, core elements that got us where we are today. So now we have a whole month full of music, dance, theater, film, and visual arts. This season, we start June 29th, run through July 27th, and we have some big names in the music industry that are coming our way.
What's it like coordinating something like this? Because this isn't like a one-day kind of thing, right? It's not like a one-off with one artist. You got to coordinate probably about 1,000 different hats, I would imagine. Give us the rundown on it.
There's a lot of moving parts. We start planning one festival, the next year's festival, during the current festival. So while we're trying to prep for 2024, we're already starting to talk about artists and put offers in for 2025. There's a lot of logistical planning that goes into the festival. We have events across anywhere from 4 to 5 venues at the Turchin Center for the Visual Arts, at the Schaefer Center for the Performing Arts, where we are now, at Kibber Stadium, at Rosen Concert Hall, at Valborg Theater. We really utilize the campus, and it is a lot of pieces and determining what artists are going where, and you know, all of the logistics that go into that. And then just the sometimes the frustration and the combined with the excitement of trying to book and confirm those artists. It's just a long planning process. Our first artist this year, Natalie Merchant, she will be performing, and we've been working on her for a couple of years already.
Appalachian Summer Festival coming up June 29th through July 27th. The Schaefer Spotlight Series. We're talking with Allison West of the Schaefer Center. Allison, give us the rundown, too, on the Schaefer Center itself right now on campus. Kind of what's the role that the Schaefer Center is playing for Appalachian State and how it ties into greater events like this for the community as a whole?
Sure. So the Schaefer Center for the Performing Arts is a 1,660-seat venue. We are open to it houses our performing arts series. We have the Schaefer Center Presents series, which is music, dance, and theater that we have. Basically, it runs the academic year from April through September. But then on the other side, we have an Appalachian Summer Festival, which is our summer series, obviously. But the Schaefer Center is home to the Department of Theater and Dance, some of their events, the Hay School of Music, Studio K, in the community. So it's home to any events that the campus needs that would like to utilize. It's available for rent to the community. So it really services the entire community and region.
The Schaefer Spotlights. Here's an evening with Natalie Merchant, as Allison mentioned, June 29th. Buddy Guy, July 12th. Norm Lewis, July 14th. St. Paul and the Broken Bones, July 20th. Paul Taylor Dance Company on July 24th. And finishing up with Brad Paisley, July 27th at Kid Brewer Stadium. Allison, thank you for everything you're doing for the arts, for Appalachian State, for the high country, and just for people to enjoy and kind of get outside and have some fun during the summertime. Is that a job requirement for you, that you got to actually have people have fun? Is that fair to say?
It's one of the things that we put down as yes, something we need to achieve is we definitely want people to have fun. And this lineup this year, I think people are going to have an absolute blast.
Very excited about it. Ben, what's it like as you guys get closer to summertime? People are coming up for the Summer Series Festival. People are traveling through the high country. Give us a rundown on what's going on around the high country from a lodging and travel perspective.
Well, I was just sharing with Allison, you know, our bookings for weekends are looking pretty strong as we exit the winter season going into the spring season. Room's still available, but I'm very encouraged by the number of bookings, and it just speaks to the activity and excitement of things to do here in the high country, which is why we love to get out here and promote and make sure everyone understands all the fun things going on. So we're gearing up for a busy season.
And the Schaefer Spotlight Series is just one portion of App Summer Festival. You've also got the Broyhill Classic Concert Series, the Global Film Series, the Visual Art Series. So there's multiple things happening. Allison, is there ever too much art? I mean, I don't mean that offensively, but is there too much art sometimes? This seems like a lot of stuff going on.
So it is a lot. Typically, our season runs for 4 straight weeks, and there are anywhere from 25, 28 events over the course of a month. And it's a lot, but it's also, we do a really good job, I think, humbly speaking, of really diversifying the artists that we have coming, the events that we have. So we draw a lot of people regionally, off the mountain, you know, locally. So we really have a lot to offer for everyone. So you don't have to see everything. We have enough variety that a lot of people are coming just to experience what we're doing. But also you get to do it in Boone. So there's not a better place to come, to spend your time in the summertime. So you get to come and you get to do all of the outdoors and enjoy the weather of Boone, and then come and see as many arts events, as many music events, as many dance events as you want to over the course of the summer. We are tired at the end of the month. I will not lie about that. But it's absolutely worth it when you see the faces and you experience the energy of alive with the live audience. It's a really fun, rewarding experience.
Boone is such a unique place. The High Country is such a unique place. Describe for us an event like this, a series like this, a festival like this, and how it goes beyond just the campus and to the local business community, the local economy up there. How does it all tie together?
Well, traditionally, we bring in about 27,000 people. We draw that many visitors to the region. So, you know, that's great for the hotels. It's great for the restaurants. Great for, bars and retail. So we definitely can have a major contribution to the local economy. We appeal to the locals, regional audience, to seasonal residents, second homeowners. And this festival has been around for 40 years. So we've made a name for ourselves, and we are really proud that we entice people, that we are a draw that gets people to the High Country and introduces them to other, new businesses, new organizations, new experiences up here.
And Ben, so for the High Country area, for those looking to travel up there, Greystone Lodge, G-R-A-Y, GreystoneLodge.com. What are some of the things people should also consider during their time, even before Appalachian Summerfest, if they're going to come up and stay at Greystone Lodge?
Well, I want to say that we are very honored to be able to be a part of the sponsorship promotions of the Appalachian Summer Festival this year. So we're really excited about that. So, you know, we're always offering opportunities, discounts through our website for our guests to stay in the hotel. So we connect with a lot of local businesses and offer discounts at restaurants and opportunities for in-house. But before you come, WSIC has an exclusive 15% discount that's available through their Instagram page. That's something that you definitely should take advantage of through the WSIC Instagram page. And constantly just keep looking at our website, Greystone Lodge. We are constantly updating our blogs, trying to be relevant and giving you the information that you need to prepare for your trip. And then when you're here, we're going to take care of you.
That's right. Ben McKeithen, General Manager, Greystone Lodge, G-R-A-Y, GreystoneLodge.com. Find them in the WSIC app under the business directory. You can find that link for the 15% off, like Ben is saying. Ben, we appreciate you, sir.
Hey, you guys have a good week, and we'll talk to you Thursday.
Keep it right here.
Nice job, Justin, Ben. Good to see you, brother.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Allison.
On 105.9, 100.7, WSIC. Local starts here. That morning pep talk for Lake Norman, Statesville, with Justin, Bill, and Mamie, now on 105.9, 100.7, WSIC.
Good morning, OKN. Thanks again to Ben McKeithen, General Manager of Greystone Lodge. That's G-R-A-Y, GreystoneLodge.com. And the WSIC News app, if you haven't downloaded it yet, there's a business directory on there. Ben mentioned it. Greystone has given WSIC listeners an exclusive 15% off discount. And so if you go to the WSIC News app, you download it, you go to the business directory, you'll find the way to get to the link. You can also go there to the Instagram page. Mm-hmm. But we just wanted to find a way to give you some love, give you some deals, because right now it's tight. It's tight out there.
It is tight out there, yeah.
As some of the prices you see in some parts of the country make me a little nervous. $20 for, like, I saw some, like, milk and, like, things like that.
What?
Getting some crazy prices.
That's crazy.
Different stuff. Now, whether or not it's all real or not, or it's AI generated, or whether it's accurate to today or not, that's the hard part about all this.
My lunch yesterday was $20.
In Southside?
Yeah, South End. Mm. Yeah, down in
South. Would you get a pickle?
I just got to look at a sandwich, and they charged me $20.
Seems like something that would happen.
Sounds about right, doesn't it?
it's hard to believe. Right? I remember when, you know, the dollar menu was truly a dollar.
Yeah, it's not. Now it's the value menu. I did get that biggie bag, though, the other day. That was,
you did?
Oh, that was good.
So you're a fan of Wendy's now?
Yes. I think you have to stick with the smaller burgers. I think the bigger ones, I
Like Go Dave's home. Single is too much.
It's too much.
Yeah. But the, what'd you get, a junior bacon or double stack? Or what'd you get?
Junior bacon.
As if I know, right?
Like, you know the menu. You got to memorize. That's fine. I got to memorize at Fresh Egg. So
you want fine. The, you want the secret to let the person taking your order at Wendy's know, you know what, you know how the game works at Wendy's. You don't order a junior bacon cheeseburger.
What do you order? Junior bacon?
You say junior bacon.
Oh.
You say junior bacon. They know.
You learn that from.
Years of experience.
Yeah, just from going.
Just years of experience.
Hear him call it back. You're like, I know the lingo. I'm down.
Yeah. I remember when the biggest outcry I've had, and I knew this is when it was downhill. I should have made a bet on it. Too bad we didn't allow sports betting or any kind of betting at this time in North Carolina when this happened. But when they took the double cheeseburger at McDonald's off the dollar menu, literally over a single slice of cheese, they increased it 50 cents. And they added the double stack.
The McDouble.
Or the McDouble.
The McDouble has one slice of cheese.
Yeah, there you go. But then now it's the...
Cheeseburger has two.
Yeah, the double stack is one.
Or vice versa. I don't know. I don't go to McDonald's enough to know. I know Rob's order.
Yeah?
Because I get him McDonald's a lot.
The surf and turf? The surf and turf burger?
He said he... Even Rob would not eat the
That
surf
is
and
not
turf.
True. I he bet Rob would.
He would not do it.
Is nope. it the fish or the burger?
It's the fish. It's the fish.
He doesn't like Filet-O-Fish.
Yeah. He likes fish, but he doesn't like a McDonald's Filet-O-Fish.
Well, it's really cat.
No.
You don't think so?
No. It's some
rooster?
Fish. Fish-like. I think it's fish product.
Fish-type substance.
Yeah, fish product.
Some type of thing that was in the ocean at one point. Is that?
Yeah. It's like when the Kraft cheese singles, you know, who it's delicious.
Yeah.
But it's actually called cheese product.
Yeah.
That's when I had to stop buying it. It's delicious, but I can't eat this anymore. I have to eat actual cheese.
Do you look at labels like the no artificial preservatives or any of that stuff? Do you look for any of that?
Not really. I mean, I'm not a stickler for it. It's just basically, you know, what is everybody going to eat? Rob loves beef jerky. Buy that in bulk.
Costco.
Oh, yeah. Lots of beef jerky. He's a snacker. Rob's a snacker.
Okay.
He won't really eat. Now, when he eats a meal, it's a meal. Right? It's not just like
full meal
appetizers or whatever.
Can't do it.
Yeah. Demi suggested that we go to Kindred the other night. And I was like, he's just
she
gonna
told
be,
me about it.
He's going to be mad at me. I can't do it. And then he said he wasn't that hungry. And I was like, oh, we should go to Kindred. He was like, well, that's too far.
You guys are close to it too, by the
way. It was too far.
Spoiled. Spoiled.
We are so spoiled.
Gosh.
I mean, I love it, but I hate it because I remember when I first moved here and I was working in Charlotte and I would invite people to come up to the lake for the weekend.
Yeah.
Ah, all the way up there. I don't know. That's kind of far. And now that's me.
Yeah, you're not going anywhere.
Because I grew up in Shelby where everything's far.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Got to drive at least 7 minutes.
At least. Like, the place that my parents lived, it was 5 miles to the nearest gas station. Yeah. Nothing was close.
It's different now.
So,
is Shelby different? Or that's still Shelby? Have you been to Shelby recently?
I haven't been in a little while. It's been a minute.
They're sad. They want you back.
No, I think they're fine. They were fine for me to leave. I didn't fit in there. I didn't belong there. I belong here. I fit in here.
Speaking of bulk, you can get a bulk load of content throughout the day here at WSIC. After Good Morning LKN, you've got the Home Ad Show hosted by Patrick Reynolds, Joe Berg, also the producer of that show. If you want to buy something, sell something, trade something, you found something, you lost something, you got a birthday, you got an anniversary, you know, Patrick is giving away prizes every single day. Patrick, you still giving away daylight donuts every single day?
Every single day.
Man, what are we doing here? Get donuts up there.
Patrick, last time you ate a donut?
Last time, oh gosh, 2021 maybe?
No.
True. Yeah.
He's a warrior. He is
one.
A strong warrior.
I had one yesterday.
I was so out of place when I listened to you guys at the fast food orders. It's like, you're speaking Mandarin
you
to
don't
me.
Know the,
no
you don't
idea.
Know the lingo to
no.
get the best?
I do not. I do not. I know where the good salads are. Justin and Ben will not let me live
with,
it down.
With honey mustard on the
yeah,
side.
Yeah, I can't, go eat. I can't it's like, go eat lunch with you, Patrick. What
I can go eat lunch with Justin. He could order my lunch and I could be like a couple minutes late. It's sitting there ready just how I would order it. He knows my deal.
That's exactly right. Patrick, we spoke with Ben McKeithen, general manager of Greystone Lodge, a beautiful boutique hotel in the high country. You are all around the community these days doing promotions and events, a lot of car shows and stuff like that. Are car enthusiasts still alive and well around the Lake Norman area?
Very, very, very much. That's three varies, so that's good. Yes. Waves Entertainment handles a car show once a month. And I know there's a church in Mooresville having one on like May the 4th, you know, May the 4th be with you day. And I see pop-up ads for all these car shows all around Lake Norman there. As the weather's coming back, definitely, you know, they've been dormant over the wintertime because I know these car guys, they don't want to take their good stuff out in the rough weather and, you know, any rain or dirt on the roads or whatnot. Nice weather, nice days. I had a Corvette guy tell me, I don't know if I'm coming. It's a little windy out today. So he may or may not bring the vet. But yeah, car show is very much alive and well here around Lake Norman and coming back to life as we get to closer to spring.
You're a big car guy. You have a NASCAR background. Mm-hmm. I'm curious, the old wives' tale of cleaning a car with a diaper. Is that a real thing?
Never heard of that in my life. What? What? Is that from Noah?
No. It sounds like something he would say. No, I saw it in a movie. What was it? Ferris Bueller's Day Off. That's what it was, because the friend's dad had the Ferrari, and he made the comment, oh, he cleans it with a diaper. I saw it in a movie, so I assumed it was true my whole life. Are you telling me that people don't actually clean cars with diapers?
I am telling you that people don't actually clean cars with diapers.
Can't believe anything anymore.
I'm old enough to have seen Ferris Bueller in the theater, and gosh, that line has gone over my head all these decades. I don't remember that from the movie at all. Mm-hmm. Oh, you got me on that one, Kazepas.
All right, this week so far on the Home Ad Show, you've had one day. Craziest item that you heard yesterday on the show that somebody called in to tell you about?
Very much sane, all of them. I don't know. Probably like some chickens and some eggs. And I don't really think that's crazy, but people have them.
Hey, well, right now that plant out of Texas, right? The chickens, and they're not producing the fresh eggs right now because of the bird flu outbreak. So you might want to, I don't know how long eggs last once they come out of the chicken's butt, but you might as well try to start collecting them. For sure.
Boy, do you know how to make breakfast appetizers. Man. Fart.
Horse.
Horse? Man, people that haven't listened for like 20 minutes are going, what in the world is that? What am I listening to here?
Yeah, just hang with us. You'll get it.
I don't even go to this school.
All our catchphrases. You can do whatever you want.
No matter what, all these decades later, I'm still not sitting at the cool table.
Patrick Reynolds, host of the Home Ad Show, 844-STUDIO-4, 844-788-3464. Just a couple of minutes, you'll be able to. People are unleashing on the phone lines. Usually in the last couple of minutes, Bill starts getting inundating with phone calls here, and it's always people wanting to put their stuff on Home Ad. So just hold off for a couple of minutes, and then Patrick will be ready for you. Patrick, what do you want people to know about the Home Ad Show?
We are part of the community. Not only is this talk radio, the most important thing about talk radio is what? Listening. Call in, talk to us. We would love to talk to you. Want to hear what you have to say. We love it. Any phone calls, if you just want to chat, we got birthdays and anniversaries too. So dial those phone lines. That's what I want to tell people. Talk to us and we'll listen. That's our jam, WSIC.
All right, Patrick Reynolds, host of the Home Ad Show. Patrick, the people will hear from you and they'll be able to see you and talk to you in just a few minutes, sir. We appreciate you.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, guys.
All right, you can listen to Patrick on the radio, 105.9 on the south side of the lake, 100.7 on the north side of the lake. You got the WSIC News app. You can listen and stream wherever you're at. Maybe you're in the cubicle right now and you need a little pick-me-up during the day. You can also watch Patrick on any other live local show. And if you miss any show, you catch it on demand. So after the Home Ad Show, again, that's 9 to 11 Monday through Friday. Today's Tuesday, so at 11 o'clock today, you got iHeart Mooresville. That's hosted by Christine Patterson and Don Smile of the Parks and Rec Department there in the town of Mooresville. Great show. Looking forward to catch up on what's happening throughout Mooresville and the surrounding area. Noon to 3, Todd Starnes. Need that national political addiction itched? Well, you get it with the Todd Starnes Show. Airs Monday through Friday. Don't know if you heard, Todd Starnes is actually coming to WSIC. He's going to be hosting his national radio show May 24th from Studio A, the seat where Patrick is sitting right now. Todd Starnes, his tookus, will be in it May 24th, and we're going to have a meet and greet and book signing. You can find out more about that online, WSIC News, all the social platforms. And then 3 o'clock today's Tuesday, Community Centered, hosted by Debbie O'Hanley, Executive Director of the Hope House, a women and children's transitional homeless shelter in Huntersville, and Margie Kyle of Little Smiles. 4 p.m. today, Know the Scene, hosted by Justin Dionne, Executive Director of Kane Center for the Arts. And then Joe Berg, The Scoreboard, 5 to 6 p.m. Get all your local sports, your national sports, find out everything you love. Tomorrow we're gonna have Bill Russell. We got Tanya Rivens on tomorrow as well. No Lemon Larry in the
That's not her.
Not anymore. But I remember that show back in the day.
Me too.
Love you, my kid.
Serving you better than ever before. 105.9 100.7 WSIC, Statesville, Mooresville, North Charlotte.